بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. My respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts. My dear respected friends, when the sun sets this evening, till the sun sets tomorrow, the 24 hours will be regarded as the day of Friday. The day of Friday is a very noble day in the Sharia, not only in this world, but in the year after also. For it is mentioned in the hadith on the day of Qiyamah, after everybody goes into Jannah, and the doors of Jannah are closed, everybody that has to go to Jahannam, the doors of Jahannam are closed. The hadith mentions that every Friday, all the male will come onto a plain and assemble. There is no human being, there is no creature of Allah that can see Allah without veils. For Allah Ta'ala's nur is so strong and it is so powerful that if we have to see Allah without those veils, we will burn to ashes. So powerful is the nur of Allah. That's why the Buzurgan Deen, the Mashayikh say, when you are drawing the nur of Allah, you draw it from the throne and not direct from Allah. Now, on this day of Qiyamah, after everybody is in Jannah, in Jahannam, as was mentioned, the doors are closed, every Friday the man will proceed to a plain where they will gather together, and there will be no worship, there will be no khutbah, there will be no namaz, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift one or two of his veils, and all the mu'mineen, the muslimeen, all those in Jannah will look. And there will be nothing that will bring more joy to them than that sight. And it will happen every single Friday. And again, together with it, there will be a beautiful wind of musk that will blow. It will get onto all the inhabitants of Jannah. Then when they return back home, their wives will comment that you are looking so much more younger, and you are smelling so much beautiful and nice you are smelling. That is going to happen every single Friday in Jannah. Now, my dear respected friends, in this world also, this is a very, very blessed day. And the best amal to do, or I should rather say, amongst the best amal to do, is to read Rood Salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For any person that reads Durood Salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Friday, that is from the time the sun sets this evening to tomorrow, it is presented to Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a golden tray with the person's name and the person's father's name. So my dear respected friends, as much Durood Salawat you want to send to Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah Ta'ala's greatest creation. There is no creation, including the angels, that are greater than Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala had blessed Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even before his birth. As is mentioned, that once the grandfather of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdul Muttalib, The people of Mecca came to him and complained to him, they tell your daughter Amina, who was the mother of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when she comes here to the Haram to make tawaf, that she must not put on perfume. A perfume is so strong that the whole atmosphere where she is fully, fully fragranted. Abu Abdul Muttalib summoned his daughter-in-law and spoke to her that this is what the Meccans are saying, please stop using perfume when you go to the Haram. She took the oath of Allah that I don't use no perfume whatsoever. It is a fetus in my stomach which is taking out this odor, and that is what the people are smelling. Now that was before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also came to this world already. What beautiful smell was coming out. My dear respected friends, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak and listen and know and understand all languages, including animal languages. It is said that once Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking in a jungle. A buck came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained that this Jew has captured me. Please intercede to him that I go to the jungle just to feed my kids. After I feed them, I promise I will come back. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the Jew and said that this is what this buck says. So the Jew said, these bucks are big liars. Never trust them. It will go there to feed, it will never come back. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I stand guarantee. And let the buck go, and if it doesn't come back, I'm your guarantee. On that the Jew agreed. The buck went into the jungle, fed his kids, and amazingly it came back. When it came back, this amazed the Jew, and immediately he accepted Islam. Now, my dear respected friend, there is a similar story that happened in the time of Isa alayhi salam. We are going to read from this book, my dear respected friends, our kitab that we read every day from. The story's heading is The Hunter and Isa alayhi salam's curse. It is written that there are many virtues of ghusl on the day of Jummah. Once Hazrat Nabi Isa alayhi salam passed by a hunter who had caught a she-springbuck. Pleading, the buck said to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, O Ruhullah, let the hunter allow me to feed my kids. I shall return thereafter. Refusing, the hunter said that the buck will not return. In response, the buck said, if I do not return, I shall be worse than that person who refrains from ghusl on a Friday. The buck was then allowed to go. After feeding her kids, the buck returned. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam had intended to purchase the buck from the hunter for a gold coin. Isa alayhi salam wanted to set it free, but before his arrival, the hunter had slaughtered the buck. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, in grief, cursed the hunter and said, may there never be blessing in your profession. The effect of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's curse will remain with hunters until the day of Qiyamah. There is no barakat in the profession of hunting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam said that a hunter is a ghafil, in other words, an unmindful and careless person. In Ahya'ul Ulum, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi states that whenever there develop a conflict between the people of Medina and Mecca, they would say to each other, you are worse than the man who does not take ghusl on Friday. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, I never refrained from Jummah ghusl, whether at home or on a journey. In a hadith it is narrated that below the arsh throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are many cities filled with angels. They all supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those who take ghusl on Friday and perform Jummah Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Jummah ghusl washes away sins from right under the roots of the hair on the body. To gain the virtues of ghusl, it is necessary to make niyat of ghusl. If on a Friday one has to take ghusl of janabat, then the niyat of ghusl e janabat should be made first. Thereafter, niyat of Jummah ghusl should be made. The one ghusl suffices for both, but with different intentions. My dear respected friends, the story here was about a hunter, but turned out to be on the importance of parting on a Friday, that is tomorrow. Come back to it now. Let us finish off with the Salawat program first, what you started with. Now, my dear respected friends, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is mentioned that anybody reads any salat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if it is recited unmindfully, it is assuredly accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore the ulama say, when you lift your hands to make dua, always begin with salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and end with salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For Allah is going to accept what is on the two ends, the two salawat. Allah will say, why? Not because of the blessing of the salawat, the durood, I don't accept what is in between. Therefore, always make dua, I mean always before and end of dua, read durood. You heard? Jazakallah. Make amal. Inshallah. My dear respected friends, that shows the importance of reading salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No person can practice on a sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until and when he does not have love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart. No person will be able to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until and when he does not have the love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart. No person will be able to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until and when he does not have the love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart. And how do we get the love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart? By reading excessive salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should all make it our resolution that every single day we will read 1,000 salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter whether it hail, rains or snow, whatever the situation, wherever we are, we will never sleep in the evening till we do not read 1,000 salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It may seem a tall order, maybe seem difficult, but how we think, that is how we will act. If we say, no, we love Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love Allah, we want to read the salawat, inshallah you will read the salawat with ease. But if you say, no man, it is too difficult, 1,000, I can't even read 1,000 Allah a day, and now they're asking me to read 1,000 durood salawat. No, my dear respected friends, try it, it works. Once my little granddaughter tells me that in school, while I had free time, I read 8,000 durood. I'm only asking you for 1,000. She tells me that every now and then in school, when they got a free period, not doing nothing, they got that new sword that they got on the finger, that counter. So she says, read and press, read and press. 8,000, my dear respected friends. And we are so afraid to read 1,000. Try it and you will see how your lives will change. How the true love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come into our hearts. When that love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into our hearts, then inshallah it is hope that the next step will be, we will begin to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we begin to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will attain the love of Allah, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That whoever is looking for the love of Allah, who wants the love of Allah, you profess you have the love of Allah, Allah tells Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that follow me, in other words, follow Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهُ Allah will love you. My dear respected friends, from this ayat of the Quran Kareem we learn that we can never, ever, ever reach the recognition and the love of Allah without practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I always tell my friends, previously and in future also, I will still be telling them that if you want to gauge if a person is a saintly person, don't gauge him on anything, only on one thing, whether he practices on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not. If he practices on the sunnah, he's a saintly man. If he does not practice on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a devil. Don't follow him, no matter how high educated he can be, or how beautiful he may be understanding the deen. My dear respected friends, don't follow him. He's misguiding you, or will misguide you. Therefore, my dear respected friends, do we all make that resolution? Inshallah, we are going to read 1,000 durood salawat every day. Inshallah. Now, on this day of Friday, you have an option that what or how many salawat you want to send on a golden tray to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with your name on it. The amount you want is the amount you must send. There is a alpha durood. Alpha in Arabic means 1,000. So it is 1,000 durood, which you read it also 1,000 times, where Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on the day of Friday, that is when the sun sets this evening, till tomorrow the sun sets, whoever reads 1,000 times, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa marra, 1,000 times, will not leave this world until he sees his abode in Jannah. So in a dream at night you're sleeping, you see your abode in Jannah, you say, now is my time to leave this world. Allah is giving you opportunity where you can repent. Whoever you are owing something, somebody's heart that you broke, you oppress somebody, you can cover up and clean up your slate before you leave the world. So read this, can be read at one sitting, can be read at 10 sittings, and can be read at 20 sittings, at intervals it can be read, but read the whole 1,000 from the time the sun sets this evening until the sun sets tomorrow. Allah give us the tawfiq to recite it. Tonight, straight after the Maghrib Salah, when the sun sets, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever reads 100 durood, 100 salawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill 100 of his needs. 70 in this world, 30 in the year after. We all got needs. None of us can say we got no needs. So the ideal remedy, ideal method for our problems, difficulties, hardships to be solved by reading on Thursday after Maghrib, this 100 durood. Any durood can be recited, no specified durood. Then on the day of Friday after Asr Salah, before you get up from where you have performed your Asr Salah, before you speak to anybody, whoever is, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima 80 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 80 years of his sins. And Allah will give him the reward of worshipping Allah for 80 years. Every single Friday, we get Laylatul Qadr reward by reading this 80 times. Yesterday, day before yesterday, we spoke about the very beautiful, handsome man that will get up with us on the day of Qiyamah when we get up from our graves. And he will ask us to mount him. Now this is what you will make up that man with. All these good deeds, all these rewards, and it will make the man more handsome, more fragrance coming out of him, and more stronger to carry you. So please read this every single Friday. It is mentioned that once somebody saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, and they asked Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on the surface of the earth, who do you love the most? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zakariya, I love him the most. That is the Shaykh rahmatullahi. So the person asked him, why do you love him the most? He said, for 40 years, not one single Friday did he miss this after Asr, Salawat Durud. Come, my dear respected friends, we can also do it. So let us make a resolution that inshallah, every single Friday, at home, on travel, in the etiquette, in Ramadan, out of Ramadan, we are going to read these three different types of durood that has been mentioned. My dear respected friends, tomorrow is the day of Friday. Whoever reads Surah Kahf will be safeguarded from Dajjal. If we don't have the strength and power to read the whole Surah Kahf, I always like shortcuts. So read the first 10 and the last 10 ayats of Surah Kahf, doesn't even take you 3 minutes to do so. Still to inshallah you get protection from Dajjal, if Dajjal has to appear. But there is a difference, that if you read the first 10, then the nur will only come to your head. But if you read the whole surah, till the sky. So if you have time, read the whole surah. If you do not have time, read only the first and the last 10. But definitely read it every Friday, starting from after Maghrib. Friday starts, so you can start reading then. Then, my dear respected friends, tomorrow we are in Etikaf, we got lots of time. Perform Ustad's special Salah. Salatul Tazbih will explain you tonight. So read 4 rakats of Salatul Tazbih. We have a lot of time on Friday after making the ghusl, after dressing. Then, my dear respected friends, read it if you are early in the masjid. Remember, you wear a turban, your salah is 70 times more, and 70 angels make dua for you, dua-i maghfirat. And we are looking for forgiveness in this blessed month. Just by merely wearing a white turban, 70 angels will make dua-i maghfirat for you. So wear your tomorrow on Friday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked white clothes. So tomorrow is Jummah, white is pure, wear white clothes. He's not faraz. Listen again, he's not faraz, he's not wajib. You can wear any color. But it's a sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wear white. So wear white tomorrow. And please make ghusl, as you have mentioned about the ghusl story here. So make ghusl, there are facilities here on the side, but that hot water geyser will not can accommodate everybody. Please be a bit cautious. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy upon us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.